I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
92.9 on demand at 929ESPN.com and on demand now.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM ESPN, and we are honored to be able to talk to one of the most promising young businessmen and entrepreneurs in the city of Memphis. His name is Mo Bridges. You know him from Shark Tank. Mo's Bose, he joins us now with some big news. Mo, how are you?
I'm doing great. How about you, John?
Man, we are all awesome. We are all awesome over this way. Let's talk about the news, man. You got the licensing deal with the NBA. I've seen the ties. I've seen the bow ties. They are absolutely beautiful. How did you, why did you want to do the NBA? How did it come to pass? Why the NBA?
Well, it came to pass because I already had a partnership or a relationship with the NBA when I did the NBA 2015 draft, and it was just a really eye-opening experience, and I met all of the players, and I did all of that. So we already had that partnership. So then they knew that I was in fashion, and they knew that I wanted to further our partnership. So we just went ahead and did the deal with the NBA, the two-way reversible tie, and I'm very excited for, you know, everybody to be rocking a tie, a two-way style.
When did you develop this affinity for bow ties? How far back does this go, Mo?
Well, I developed this affinity for bow ties, I would say, about 4 or 5 years old. And that was just, you know, it's a really young age, but I had that influence in my household where I had my dad all the time dressing nice and doing all of those things, but he would go nowhere. So I just felt like I could do that, but I could actually do something with it and actually gain respect from that.
Dude, they're outstanding. Tell me about getting involved with the draft a couple of years ago. Was there one or two guys that you already had a relationship with? How did you get in there? How did you get in a couple of years ago with the draft?
Well, I got in a couple of years ago with the draft because I believe that they had thought me on one network, and then they contacted me, and then we flew out to New York, and we did that whole thing. But I met lots of players like D'Angelo Russell and Trill and different players like that.
So
tall players. They were all tall, of course.
Are there a bunch of NBA players who are wearing Mo's Bows? Who are some that you know have Mo's Bows on their person?
Well, Trill is the only one right now because he was the one that wore it to the draft, Trill, and that's pretty much it. But we hope to get some more players in some two-way reversible ties, especially now that we have the actual team logo on the tie.
When you get the licensing partnership with the NBA, is that a complicated process? Is it simple? Just sort of take me through the process of all of that.
Well, it's kind of a long process, but at the same time, it's short because, you know, I have my mom there, so she can really handle that all by herself while I go to school. But sometimes, you know, I do have to sit in and business calls and see if this fabric works and see if that fabric works. And we're still finding the right fabric. So it's kind of a complicated process when it comes to, you know, the fashion side of it, but it's pretty easy when you do the deal side.
How long have you known that you've had the? How long have you had to sit on this, Mo? Have you had to sit on this info?
Well, I've known the deal for about. I know that I had the deal for about 1 year.
Wow! And you've had to keep it quiet. You've had to keep it quiet until the announcement.
Yeah, I had to keep it quiet, but you know, not from family and friends and all that. But you know, very close, just a close circle.
How big will this be for Mo's Bows? The fact that you can partner with the NBA. I've seen the ties. I've seen the bow ties. I've seen the Grizzly ones. They are obviously awesome. How big and significant do you think this will be for the business that you could sell NBA licensed ties?
Well, this will be really big for Mo's Bows because it opens up our audience and it opens up, you know, more people to come get ties. And it also just expands my bow tie line. I have different you know, I have lots of different bow ties. I have lots of different prints now. So it just really expands my whole variety of bow ties and customers.
It's global domination, Mo. You're taking over the world, yes. Brother. Are your classmates at school asking you for a loan? Are you got family members saying, give me a loan?
I don't know, but I know that I'm changing the world one bow tie at a time.
Do you have a lot of your
love
you,
it?
Do you have a lot of your friends and classmates come up to you and be like, "Come on, Mo, let me get one of them
bow ties."
Just one.
Yeah,
man.
They're all like, "Let me get a Cleveland Cavaliers now, or let me get a Golden State." So it's pretty complicated, but you know, sometimes I do inspire them to start their own companies and do that.
No, definitely, you're definitely an inspiration, dude. It, including to old guys like me and John. How much do they? How much do they go for, man? So John and I can save our pennies and get one.
They go for about $45.
Nice.
And you can get all this information on the website, which I highly encourage you to check out and support a Memphis business. Are you wanting to break into other sports? Do you want to go NFL? Do you want to go Major League Baseball? Have you thought about expanding?
Yeah, I do want to eventually go into different sports like baseball, football, and things like that. Just creating a partnership with the whole sports industry would be great.
How much have you learned, Mo? I mean, you're 15, and this got started, you know, a few years ago when you appeared on Shark Tank. I mean, how much have you learned about business and being a businessman, even though you are only 15 years old? How much have you learned just about this side of the world?
Well, I've learned a lot, especially from Damon John, my mentor that came from Shark Tank. And I just learned that I always have to stay true to my company. And if my tie doesn't look right, then it's just not going to look right. And I'm just not going to put my name on it. And if I don't want my tie in a specific store, then I'm not going to have that tie in a specific store. So it's just, you know, staying true to your brand and always, always, you know, loving what you do.
How closely do you still work with Damon? Because I know, obviously, he took a liking to you from your appearance on Shark Tank. Do you guys talk on a pretty regular basis about the business still?
Well, me and Damon do talk on a regular basis, pretty much. I always see him every time I go to New York. So it's kind of like he's just my big brother mentor, and he's my big brother in fashion, basically.
What's the next big step, Mo? You got your driver's license yet?
Well, I'm trying to get my permit, but my mom is skeptical on letting me take Will the car. And I told her that I'm going to get a Range Rover, but she said that I'm going to get the 2005 Jetta in the garage. So,
okay.
I don't know.
Dude, 2005 Jetta ain't bad. I had a Geo Storm, man, when I first started. You're starting out a lot better than I am, brother. How have you stayed so grounded through all this? I would have the biggest head ever if I had a licensing deal with the NBA. Nobody could tell me anything, even mom. I would lose control. How have you stayed so grounded?
Well, I stay so grounded just by having my family and having my friends always support me and help me and always, you know, get on top of my head sometimes. They'll have to check me sometimes because, you know, sometimes you do get out of hand, but you have those people to always bring you down and help you stay level.
Well, that is awesome, and you are an awesome story. We are
Mo, we love it.
It's Mo Bridges.
Yes,
Mo.
And we need to get you guys in some Grizz ties, too.
Oh, brother.
I don't know if that's your favorite time, but you have to rock some type of team tie. So we got to get you guys some team ties.
And now we will send our information over.
Brother, I'm saving up my pennies, man.
Yeah,
I got to have
our
one.
Information.
We love him.
He is Mo Bridges of Mo's Bows. Just got the NBA licensing deal.
Congratulations,
thanks so
dude.
Much, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Awesome. Now, can we talk to your mom?
Yes.
Beautiful.
Thank you, Mo.
And now we are going to talk to the mother of Mo's Bows, perhaps the operations, the woman on the ground, so to speak, for Mo's Bows, Memphis. She is Tremika Bridges, and she joins us now. How are you, Mom?
I'm great. And actually, Mo likes to call me his momager, a combination of mom and manager.
That's right.
I don't know what else he calls me behind my back, but momager is what he likes to call me also.
I should have remembered that from the Shark Tank episode. That was what you said on the Shark Tank episode. So, in terms of this business and how it has grown, how has it been for you? I mean, this is your son; he is so young, and to see him have so much success, how has the ride been for you?
It's been great, actually. Just seeing him from 4 years old, as early as 4 years old, wanting to dress himself in a suit and tie to ride his bike, and then not knowing exactly where it would lead us. seeing it from 4 years old to now at 15 years old, I'm really excited that he's decided to continue on in the path of fashion, not even knowing that that's what he was going to do.
How much work has this been behind the scenes? How many meetings? How many I imagine a ton, right? A ton of work, a ton of time?
Absolutely. Lots of time, lots of meeting, lots of late night, making sure that he still stays grounded and gets his education and goes to school, requires mom to learn how to sew and to be in a lot of meetings that I was not completely familiar with, but in an effort to allow my son to fly and to really meet the goals that he wants, it required me to kind of step my game up.
Well, and I imagine that for you, I mean, did you have a background in business? Because, you know, this is, I mean, at the end of the day, it's a business, and it's you and Mo, you know? I mean, how have you sort of navigated, you know, the at times treacherous waters of operating your own business? Have you had a ton of help, people to lean on? How has that kind of taken
right,
shape?
Right, absolutely. Yep, just having a great, what I like to call it, takes a village to raise a child. Mm-hmm. And in this case, takes a village to raise a child and to run a business. So really heavily relying on family and friends. And again, Damon John as a great resource. And just having folks like Tommy Hilfiger, who called Mo and said, hey, anytime you need something, being able to call him. Karen Katz, who's the CEO of Neiman Marcus, being able to reach out to these people and ask those hard questions that I'm not really familiar with. And it really just because I'm wanting to being the mother of Mo, and that's really been the drive and the push to get us where we're going.
I imagine there's some having to protect in this, too. I'm just wondering, as a parent, I'm sure that you've got people all over the place coming at you all, trying to get a piece.
Absolutely.
Right now. How tough's that
Absolutely.
Been? How have there been a ton? I'm sure there have.
There's been a ton. There's been a ton of actually media coverage, and I have to remind him a lot of times, anytime you're in the media, there's good and then there's bad coverage, and mm-hmm. there's positive and negative feedback. But I like to remind him to stay focused, keep your eyes on the prize. You know who you are.
Absolutely.
And where you want to go. So that's what we're focused on. He wants to be a fashion designer, so we are just doing whatever we can to get him to that point.
Well, I think he's on his way.
Oh, clearly.
Yeah, I think he's got a great start in that realm. We are talking to Tremeka Bridges, the momager of Mo Bridges of Mo's Bows. How do you do? How do you deal with the balance? Because, like you said, I mean, if he wanted to, realistically, he could stop going to school right now and just do this full time. I mean, it's been that successful. So how do you? How do you get him to not do that? I guess. How do you get him to keep his eye on the prize and get the education while also like making tons of money and having tons of success with this business? I imagine that is a delicate balance.
That's definitely a delicate balance, especially now that he's a teenager. So, you know, a couple gut punches, you know, never hurts anybody. Making sure he still takes out the garbage. At one point, Lester Holt was at the house, and once he left, I said, okay, Mo, it's time to go out and rake the leaves. And he's like, well, so I literally have to rake leaves after Lester Holt just left. I said, yeah, Mo mows. Exactly. So Mo knows bows, and Mo mows the lawn. So just keeping him grounded and letting him know that I'm really running things. So, of course, at this age, he starts to feel himself. But I think he recognizes what's necessary to get to the next point.
No, he it sounds like he's getting the Jetta. I mean, that's the thing. He knows what he's getting.
As much as he wants a Range Rover, that's not happening. What, not right now.
What's been the best? There's been so many good things. What's been the best part of this for you? Has it been just watching him grow and mature and become a businessman at such a young age? You tell me. The people you've met, what's been the best part?
Absolutely. The best part, I can think of just two things, Maine, that really touch home to me. Being at the White House and having one of the assistants tap me on my shoulder and say, hey, can I grab Mo really quick? The president wants to meet
Holy
him.
Holy cow.
I just lift out that. But I was like, yes, you can grab Mo. Please grab Mo. and then the other thing is when he was 13, he got inducted into the Tennessee State Museum. And for me, that was amazing because our family history is now in a museum. So his grandchildren and their grandchildren will be able to, for years and generations, see that the family name is actually in a museum. So that is huge. And
Absolutely.
Then, of course, being in different books and teaching and children learning from Mo and his story. So I guess there's been so many great moments, and we're excited about the moments to come.
Well, and there certainly will be them. I wonder, Tremeek, if there's ever moments where you just sit back and just think about how proud you are of Mo as a mom. Why you're trying to run the business, but also knowing that, you know, this kid is 15 years old, and he truly is, I think, an inspiration to young kids everywhere. Memphis kids needs all the inspiration they can get, and they have one of their own right here at the age of 15 doing something that a lot of people will never do in their lifetime. I mean, just how proud of you, of Mo, are you?
I'm very proud of Mo, especially with everything that's going on in the world today. It's very refreshing to see that he has got his head on straight and he's focused on what he wants to do. And it's important to be a voice louder than the internet and louder than his friends and all the music. So I'm excited that he's definitely focused and he's inspiring others. And that's what makes me proud, to know that he is a role model in a way, to encourage kids to dream big. And we understand now you don't have to be a basketball player to make a deal with the NBA.
Absolutely.
That is a beautiful thing. MoesBowsMemphis.com, Memphis in the website name. Tremeka Bridges, you are awfully nice to join
us. Thank you so much, Tremeka. And congratulations to you guys.
Yes,
we're proud
congratulations.
Of you guys.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!